Wayne on it, and you are listening to the Wash Chronicles with me, Mike Jeff, and Trey Horsepower. Horsepower, all this polo on, I got Horsepower Lorenz as always.
That is a great intro for the last one. When did you decide that was that's what you was gonna go? We saw
after about the fifth polo sweater, I was like, okay.
As I saw them, as I pulled them out, I was like, "Damn, I do have a lot of polo sweaters." And it's literally only sweaters because I don't wear polo like t-shirts anymore. Yeah. It's mostly just the sweaters because they look good for like business casual stuff. So I keep them for that specific reason for when I go back into offices for business casual purposes. But I earned that one. I thought the horsepower was more because like the car, but oh no, he's going about the sweater. Yeah, okay, that's cool. I respect that. What's good, man? So it's our last shindig.
Yeah.
What's been up with you, man?
I mean, here I am sitting in work clothes. I don't think I've ever done an episode in work clothes.
No, you have not. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done an episode in pants. I wear shorts.
Please, please. Let's not go out on that note. I'm glad you caught it as soon as you said it, I'm glad you caught it just that fast. But okay. I was about to say, to be fair, when we started this podcast, neither of us had work clothes to begin with because we weren't working. We were like everybody else who did start the podcast during the pandemic because we didn't have a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we went from this podcast has gone from, see, it's seen a long ways. It's gone from not having a job and doing this during a global pandemic to low-key having to end it because we have jobs now.
Yes. So it's taking us to different places.
It's a crazy, crazy transition. We are leaving this podcast. Unfortunately, due to location, I am relocating to the interesting city of Austin, Texas. By the time y'all hear this, like 2 days after y'all hear this, and you also recently moved as well, correct?
Yes, I did. We talked about the debacle that was my attempt to move on the last episode. But we were able to complete it. Saturday was the day we were actually able to complete it. We moved a little bit Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
With our vehicles. But because we had the queen mattress, we had to get a U-Haul van. Which kind of sucked because we could have did everything else in our trucks. Would have taken several trips, but I got the work vehicle, so.
Big body.
That don't mean nothing for me to have to spend gas or take tolls.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, it's free for you. Big money.
Although they probably would have flagged me and been like,
why are you in the city?
You weren't working this weekend.
So my question is, if you knew you had to get the U-Haul, why not just like load as much? I'm assuming you loaded as much as possible to the U-Haul.
Absolutely. The rest it wasn't just the mattress in there.
Okay, I just want
to
make sure
because that would have been really unfortunate.
That's real money talking to you.
That would have been really unfortunate, but we made sure that we only needed one trip with the U-Haul.
Okay.
Unfortunately, for some reason, we had to drop it off where we picked it up.
That is odd.
It was very odd because I asked him, I'm like, do we have to drop it back off here? She said yes. I'm like, that's kind of a little bit defeating the purpose. Now I have to get charged double.
Yeah. So U-Haul is they're an interesting company. So I realized that U-Haul is one of those like major corporations that let smaller franchisees open up and but use their name of U-Haul.
And you know what? That's what I felt like was going on with this place. I was like, because first off, nobody's wearing a uniform.
Yes.
There are kids in the back that constantly keep running out.
Yes.
I'm like, this can't be an actual
U-Haul corporate.
Like y'all just people.
Yeah.
Like y'all just dudes.
So U-Haul, it's similar to like any large corporation that has franchisees, you pay to use the name, but you don't have as strict of standards as a major corporation unless they're coming for a visit, obviously. So for me, I've been to U-Haul when I moved from San Antonio to Houston, so I'm pretty familiar with them. So this time, I knew we would need to go U-Haul because we had to go from Houston to Austin. So I knew we had some to large. So if we had a hall. And so I booked it on July 30th when I made my reservation for U-Haul. I got moving services as well, some labor, and I booked a truck. Now, yeah. For me, I was able to pick up at one location here in Houston, specifically around the corner from my house. That's a key detail. And then drop off in Austin, Texas, at right. a spot not that far from my Austin house. That's how I want it set up. So we're supposed to leave on Saturday. My wife was able to get off work Friday, so she asked if I could call them to see if we could pick it up on Friday instead. And that way she could, like, once she said she's off work, she can, her and her mom can start the load up of some of the smaller stuff, and then the movers can load the big shit. And on Saturday, you know, that way when they come over, all that'll be left would be the mattress, the couch, and table, right? That's it. So I called U-Haul today to see, hey, well, I call the specific place I'm supposed to pick it up from.
Yes.
I said, just because I want to know, hey, how much would it cost if I pick up early? You know, whatever, you know, figure what that is. And her first thing is, are you, insert random person's name? No. Oh, well, we only have one truck being picked up on Saturday, and it's for that guy. Let's call him John. I'm like, that's odd, because I have a confirmation number that I can read to you that says I'm picking up a U-Haul from this specific location on Saturday. So let me read my confirmation number. She said, okay, cool. So I read it to her. She goes, oh, yeah, your location for pickup has not been assigned yet. And I'm like, no, it's been assigned. It was assigned when I made the reservation. I assigned it for that one. And she goes, no, whenever you book a U-Haul through like the website, the U-Haul website, and you book it that far in advance, they don't guarantee that even though you pick the specific location, that you actually will be picking up the truck from there. And she was like, yeah, we only have one truck that size, and it's going to John.
It's going to dude.
And I'm like, but I got a reservation. Like, what you mean? You only got one truck and it's going to dude. And she's like, yeah. So she's like, someone from U-Haul Corporate will call you by Friday to tell you where to pick up your truck for the next day. And I'm like, but I want to pick it up on Friday. Like, I want to pay for it. Like, I'm going to pay money. And I picked that location because it's close by my house.
Yes.
So I can, like, go run and get it. Drive it back.
And I had to pay the extra miles.
And not the extra miles. Yes. Yes, that's key. Because I already have to drive from Houston to Austin.
Yes.
So you tell me that not only is the truck not there, he's like, yeah, we don't have inventory like that. Why do you not have inventory? You are a
U-Haul. You're U-Haul.
And then I look at my reservation. It says, like, it literally says Jenny White's family owned, like, distribution. It doesn't say U-Haul on it. If you look up just them, you would not know it's a U-Haul. The only reason I know it was U-Haul because it popped up on the U-Haul website. Their actual name is nothing to do with U-Haul. It's literally just a mom and pop spot. And it's annoying because when I moved into our current, this current studio, when I moved out of this studio to where me and Cassandra currently live, there was a U-Haul place, what we thought was a U-Haul place around the corner from here. And we made a reservation for it, pick up a van. We rented a van that time. We get there at 9:30 to pick it up. We get there a little early, actually, 9:15. 9:30, doors still locked. All right. Go back in the car. 9:45, door is still locked. 10 o'clock, door is still locked. At that point, I call corporate. You know, I wait on the line. Finally get them. Corporate calls the store. No one's there, obviously. I'm like, I'm telling you, no one's. I'm looking inside the store. No one's there. Mom and pop place. They say, oh, well, we can get you a van at a different location, kind of far out. We'll charge you the same rate. As we're leaving, the lady who actually works at the store showed up. It had to be 10:30.
So wait, let me stop you right there. Do you remember which location is, or like off of which street? To
Oh yeah, Westheimer, and right after that, Walmart. What's that Walmart? That Walmart right here on
Walmart is on Kirkwood.
Westheimer, Kirkwood.
I didn't know there was one right there.
Because it doesn't say U-Haul on it. It just says like. It actually says, it's one of those like those long-term storage facility places, like public storage type places. It's one of those, but they have trucks.
Okay.
Like, if you drive by, you'll see U-Haul trucks outside of the place, but it's not an actual U-Haul. But if you go to U-Haul's website, that pops up as a place where you can rent stuff from. Gotcha. Even though the inventory there is not always there. And or the person who works there doesn't actually get there on time. And it was funny, but as she was pulling up, and it was a lady, a little older, you know what someone looks like when they're hungover. Because I drink, I've been hungover. I know what a hungover looks like. She was hungover. And it was a Saturday morning, early. So she had an early shift, I'm assuming. And it looked like that she got messed up on Friday and overslept. That's what it looked like. Because her face like, damn, yeah. I'm hungover.
Yeah.
And I thought about saying, F it, and just going back in. Because they had vans out there. But at that point, it was a principal. Yeah. Maybe wait an hour. I'm not giving you my money.
No.
Obviously, I'm still paying you all in general, but I'm not giving you my money. Yeah.
You specifically
will not. Yeah, you will not get my card. So I went somewhere and got my van. So yeah, U-Haul, they're kind of fucking terrible. And we'll never get a sponsor, but they're kind of fucking terrible. They're a very poorly ran business.
Yeah, they could stand to be a lot better.
Yeah.
They could also stand to be a little cheaper as well.
So here's the thing. When I booked my reservation, I went in expecting to spend over $200. And so when I got quoted for like $250, I was like, oh, that's what I expected to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Cassandra looked it up yesterday to see how much it would cost. Just because, like, what if we canceled our current one and just rebooked it for Friday through Sunday? It was like $400. For the same size truck, same place, obviously. I'm like, is it because we're booking it only 2 days in advance notice? Which I don't see how that works, because obviously if I book it too far in advance, y'all can't guarantee shit anyways. So if y'all can't guarantee my thing, why am I paying? What's the point of booking early? Why are you going to charge me more to book right before?
I guess if you book too far in advance, you get the discounted rate, but you don't get the guarantee.
Maybe shit. That's what it is. Yeah, you get a cheap rate, but we can't guarantee what half the truck.
Bitch ass thing.
We just guarantee you can pay a little less. That's all we're guaranteed.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So that is the lovely of U-Haul. And when it comes to moving out, we're actually pretty much packed in the new apartment. Literally, almost the mattress is packed. We're sleeping on the couches. You know, dishes are packed. TV's unplugged. Liquor is unfortunately packed away.
TV's unplugged, huh?
Well, the bedroom TV is. Living room TV is still. We're sleeping in the okay. room right now because the bedroom is packed away pretty much.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the TV's unplugged.
TV's always the last thing for me.
Internet is the last thing for me. But that's mostly because we both work from home.
Gotcha.
So we literally can't unplug the internet because can't got to work. But I realized coming here, yeah, man, because that's about a good point. How much would they charge to just leave this shit in here? They charge a lot, right? Like, apartments have to charge a lot if you just leave all your shit in
here. How much was the deposit?
I think $100. Like $150 probably. Probably that plus a lot more. Right?
Well,
it's a lot of shit in here, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, look, y'all. It's some nice shit here. It's some polo shit. Y'all can flip that and take it off what I owe you.
That shit, no doubt.
Just know I'm planning on spending my Friday/Saturday packing the rest of this shit, and then once we move into a new apartment, putting on movies and unpacking. That's how I plan on spending my weekend in Austin, Texas, watching movies.
I'm assuming you're gonna be watching like bad movies.
Here's the thing. I don't go into it trying to watch a bad movie. The movie just... I don't... Oh, no.
No.
What do you mean?
You will sometimes watch a knowingly bad movie on purpose.
Those are few and far between, though.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Like, do you really put on a movie and think and say, oh, I think it might be good, and it turns out to be bad? Or do you put it on knowing that there's a high chance that it will be bad? And it is bad.
Okay, here's the thing. If I'm at home, when I read through the description, right, I go, huh, there's a high probability this movie's going to be bad.
And then you go, okay, I want to watch
it. I don't say I...
you say I want to watch it.
At least I don't pay to purposely watch bad movies. I'm not going to go to a theater if a movie, I think the movie looks bad. What movie have I paid?
DC3.
Movie theater prices. Movie? Let me clarify. What movie theater have I gone to watch a movie that I knew was going to be bad?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that part. I don't think.
So, yes, I did pay to rent Deep Blue Sea
3. Oh, no. That's a lie. I did pay money to go see what's that last Fast and Furious.
Fast 9. Yes, that's probably the only movie I've willingly paid money for that I knew would be bad.
Yeah.
So, this past weekend, as we were packing, obviously, that's probably what we've been doing the last 2 weeks, I took a break from packing, and I threw on a couple movies. I threw on Anaconda 3,
which I told you about.
Yes, you told me.
I haven't got to watch it, but
wait, hold on, you haven't even watched it yet?
I haven't watched it yet. I need to.
You put me. You Well, I thought you had watched it.
Well, since I've been in the new apartment, we didn't get Wi-Fi until yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You just talked about that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Anaconda 3, Offspring, by the way.
Like, I'm not going to lie. This is how I know, dog, that you my nigga. Like, soon as I saw that shit pop up on Hulu, don't know why it popped up, but I was like, hey, I got to tell Dre about this shit.
So, here's the thing about it. So, when you told about it, yes. And you know me. That's just the title. Once I looked up the title, I was like, oh yeah, I gotta watch this. Like when you told me at Twin Peaks and I googled, is there an Anaconda sequel? And they said, yeah, Anaconda 3, Offspring. I knew, yeah, I gotta watch it. Sight unseen, I gotta watch it. So I get home and I find it on Hulu and I see the cast. And it's
David Hasselhoff.
I go, oh God. I am in for a long, long day. I want to say, in mind, it's only a 90-minute movie. I think I made it 40 minutes. That's not even half. I know it wasn't half enough because I remember getting to the bar. I was like, yo, I had to pause it because I was like, yo, okay, I'm hopefully almost done with this shit. And I saw I wasn't even halfway, and I was like, yo, I'm done. I tapped out. I completely tapped out. Shit. I completely tapped out. And then, so you know how like Hulu would do like suggestions?
Yeah.
So since I started watching Anaconda 3, it Part suggested four. Anaconda 4, yeah. Trail of Blood. And I was like, the only person returning from the cast was Crystal Allen. But here's the thing. The movie, I guess I didn't know this at the time, but it made a sequel. I didn't know that. It was a crossover. Lake Placid versus Anaconda.
Really?
Here's the thing. I had actually watched that one already. I had already seen Lake Placid versus Anaconda.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even realize
so this was a whole universe.
Yes, I didn't realize this became a universe. So I've already seen Lake Placid versus Anaconda. So I'm like, damn, do I need to go watch it? Anaconda 4 to figure out how they got to the, like, damn, do I need to go watch the prequel?
That's sick, bro.
So like for me, so like I grew up. And me and my mom, we had, you know, basic cable when we did have cable. Mm-hmm. And so one of the channels we had was Sci-Fi. And Sci-Fi was known for giving you movie marathons. Yep. And particularly Sci-Fi bad movies.
Bad movies.
And so, you know, we grew up, my mom did not have a car, so we didn't go out very often. So we kind of stayed in the house a lot because, you know, we ride the bus and shit. So I watched a lot of bad movies growing up. And one of my favorites was the Lake Placid series. I love Lake Placid. And I also do love the Anaconda series. And really anything like waters like Deep Blue Sea.
Yes, yeah.
That's all my steez. So I've seen Sharknado 1, Sharknado 2. I've seen all the Lake Placids.
I think I went down to Sharknado 3. Yeah,
I didn't get to 3. 3 was where I cut it off. I've seen Uncaged. I saw, what was the other track? Shark Week or Shark Night movie. It was terrible.
I saw, what was it? Sharks on the... On the snow or some shit like that.
Arctic shark.
Yeah, some shit like that.
I saw a three-headed shark. I say all that. This is the most crazy one. The point I'm trying to make is, I've seen a movie called Three-Headed Shark Attack. The shark had three heads. I say all that to say, that is how much I'm willing to watch a bad movie. Yeah. And I can only make it 40 minutes to watch for Anaconda.
So this wasn't a good sci-fi movie.
No, this, cause to me... Like a soft movie that knows is bad and has fun with
Sharknado.
Yes, I can see. I'm gonna have a good time watching this.
Yes,
a bad movie that thinks it's actually trying to be a good movie is hard to sit through. That's why I couldn't watch Deep Blue Sea 3 because they actually were trying to be. They actually tried to have a plot. It's like, no, that's not what we're here for.
Cut it out.
We're here for smart sharks killing y'all and bad CGI.
Cut it out.
And it was like, I think everybody other than David Hasselhoff was trying to actually act. David Hasselhoff was just trying to collect a check. So it was like, when he was on camera, all right, cool, he's doing what he's supposed to do. The rest of y'all are trying to be an actor. And y'all ain't actors, but this is it.
This is the pinnacle of your career, right?
This is the pinnacle of your career. Y'all should probably stick to being a waiter or something else, because this is not it, bro. Like, I mean, they're actors. They probably live in Hollywood and have like 4 jobs. So like, this is not it for you. You try. Yeah. You gave the old college try. Like, this is not it. So... Yeah, I only made it 40 minutes. I did turn on another bad movie of another catalog that I realized has an extensive bad movie catalog. A movie called Vice, and the star was Bruce Willis. So Bruce Willis is
this a recent movie?
Yeah, like 2018 recent. Yeah, that's why I clicked on it. Yeah. So I don't know if you've noticed this, but Bruce Willis has turned into the guy who's like, because I watch like, you know, YouTube stuff on him and like, you know, like funny, like just watch Mojo clips and like that. Yeah. He's one of those actors now, and Adam Sandler's like this. They'll take bad movies if it's like filmed at cool locations. You know what I'm saying? Like in Vegas or like Hawaii. They're like, fine, yeah, I'll come. It's pretty much a paid vacation for their family. They'll bring their family out to the set and it's okay. Vacation. Bruce Willis's thing is he'll film just about anything as long as he doesn't have to be on set for very long. It's like, so like if he can do all his shots in one day, yeah, that's what you like. He'll be in your movie, but like he's not here like the retakes and like, hey, we're gonna redo some reshoots. No, that's you got me for a day, and you're gonna have to just, hey, what we get on take one is what you got.
That's a weird thing for an actor.
Yeah, no, and maybe because he's older now. He is. So he has me and my mom have a running joke of just whenever one of us find a bad Bruce Willis movie or a low budget, it was more of a low budget Bruce Willis movie, we just like, we have to watch it. So this was my turn. So I watched it. It's about a city where there's androids that people can pay money to go to and you can do whatever you want in the city to the androids. So like you want to kill them, murder them, rape them. It's whatever. It's free game for the androids. But the androids are like former people who've died. So it's like they're dead people. They just put the, you know, android shit inside of the old flesh body. So they look like people. But he's like the person who runs the company. And that's the entire premise of the movie.
That's it, huh?
That's it. So
what happens in this thing?
One of the androids realizes that they used to be a real person. So they escape.
Well, it's going to be pretty hard for him to live,
huh? You're asking questions as if I finished the movie. Because I also said, no, this is also, because unfortunately, they didn't, like, this is the premise of androids in a city run by Bruce Willis. That should be a lot more fun than what it actually ended up being. It was, and there's this one cop who's trying to investigate, and it's just, you know the movie called Gamer?
Nah, I haven't seen it.
A Gerard Butler movie? Ah, never mind. It was a similar premise to that. But that was a bad movie that knew it was bad. So I had fun with it. This was a bad movie that
thought it was good.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I can't.
That is the worst.
So yeah, that is the worst. There are some good movies coming out though. Don't Breathe 2 was not one of them, but I saw that.
Oh, that's
it was okay.
Stop me from watching.
Oh no, you should never go see it. But it was interesting. the character turn on him was an interesting character turn. It's as if they act like we didn't watch the first movie. Except for like one line. There's one line that makes notation of it. But we saw that movie, dog. We know what happened in the first one. But okay. And then Candyman comes out next weekend. You're not here for the Candyman movie?
First, I didn't like the original Candymans.
Okay.
And I saw the trailer for the new Candyman. And it looks like a scary movie. With the black introspection or something like that. And
well, it is a Jordan Peele movie, so.
And yeah, I'm like, hey, look, hey, Jordan Peele, I fucked with Key and Peele. I fucked with Get Out.
Okay. He made Us was a misstep.
It was a misstep. And here you are again, looking like you're trying to do that same shit.
He's trying to capture that same magic.
And
Are we mad at him for trying to capture that old thing back?
I ain't mad at it. I know people gonna go out there.
White directors do it all the time.
I'm not mad at it. I know people, we gonna go out there and, you know, support them.
And I hope we do. We should. Yes.
I won't, but we should. I don't support bad shit, dog. White, black, brown, pink. I don't support bad shit. And what I don't want everybody saying that it's gonna be good. No. I might watch it when it come out on DVD or something. It come out on HBO Max. I won't pay money.
I'm surprised because you are a horror movie aficionado.
I am, but I hated the original Candyman.
Okay. I know the limits of horror movies you've seen, and they're not all Oscar winners.
Not at all. I will almost go see just about any horror movie.
That's why I'm surprised.
Movies, but
there's not one by black people. Okay. you should know what I was going. That one.
Yeah,
you just walked right in.
What's that one like? But Candyman, is he good, bro? Like,
I mean, no. The original, here's the thing, bro. I look at a lot of those like classics of genre movie, and I'm realizing, yo, this shit suck, bro. Like, y'all got something lying about this shit. It's like the same way new age basketball people like, yeah, they hate when old heads talk about, oh, the 90s was the best era of basketball. In reality, probably wasn't. Probably wasn't. Y'all's 80s classic horror movies like Nightmare on the Street, Friday the 13th. Okay. Movies ain't good. They're not good. They're not good movies. They're not good movies, Mike. Sorry.
They're better than the remakes, though.
That's not saying much. That bar is incredibly low.
Yeah, but.
And to be fair, the remake of Friday the 13th was actually good. People just didn't like it. I thought it was
good. That movie was not good.
I liked it.
That movie sucked.
I liked it. I think all the Jason movies suck. Other than, well, everyone, Jason, he's the killer. Has sucked.
I know you're not trying to say the very first one, his mom, is good.
It had intrigue. It was actually the one where she didn't know what the hell was going on.
That was the worst one.
It was actually the best, but that's the best movie. Plot, directing, it's the best movie.
A plot is the best, yes, of course.
I go to the movie for the plot.
Oh, I go to a horror movie for the horror.
Well, back then, like, yeah, by the sequels, yeah, I just want to see the kills, but I think Jason's a lot of quantity over quality with Jason.
oh, definitely.
Like, by the time he got to space, I was like, yo, what are we doing here, bro? Like, what are we doing?
I think that one a little underrated, but that is just me. Like, that one I know is just me.
I feel like Freddy, the first Freddy is actually, I think the first Freddy is a good movie.
Freddy is,
their sequels, yeah. They got kind of,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like, Freddy's good, like the Hellraiser movies, Michael, Halloween, hit or miss.
Halloween is my shit.
Halloween has some stinkers.
Even the ones
that play people don't like, I think are okay, like Halloween 3. The Curse of...
I'm not here for a Halloween movie.
I know,
without Michael Myers. Here's
the
thing.
It's actually a good movie.
I'm not here for it.
But it's a good movie, though. The plot's good.
We'll never watch it ever
again. And no one will. And they act like the movie doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It don't got no Michael Myers in it.
But I'm going to support... I'm going to watch Candyman. One, because I like the original Candyman. Two, when it comes to Jordan Peele, so I'm like... Yes, Jordan Peele, you hit the ground hot.
Hot
like fire, yeah. Right? Us, I know what you're trying to do. And I get what you were trying to do. Like, that message is there. But the execution just, you just missed the spot.
You know, with Us, I will say, maybe I would have liked it more if he hadn't said, it's just a horror movie. That's what he said he was going for.
Yeah.
And I was like,
no, there's a lot of social messages in there.
This isn't it.
You were definitely trying to miss some social messages.
This isn't it, dog.
So I feel like, if he has a third, or I guess a second stinker
in a row,
yeah, then it's like, all right, now I gotta be fair. Like, because if he was a white guy, I'm like, yo, you fucking trash. So I gotta be fair. Like, because if he was a white guy, I'd be like, yeah, you caught fire once and you're a one hit wonder. Like, and to be fair, there's nothing wrong with being a one hit wonder.
No, it's not.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's
there is nothing wrong with being one hit.
And if he comes out with another movie that I think is interesting, I will still go and see it. I guess with Candyman. You know, if I want to go see it, I also have to convince my lady to go see it.
Oh, yeah, that's the
issue. I can't convince somebody to go see a movie I don't even want to see.
For me, Candyman, also, I'm wanting to see Candyman because I like the casting. The director, the main character, I guess you say, the guy playing Candyman, I can't remember the actor's name, but he's been in a lot of things I like. Okay. So I think he'll be a good cast. And it's a mostly black cast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Candyman's a black horror movie.
Yeah. I am hoping it's done well. Jordan Peele has done some other stuff. He's been producing on that. I think when it comes to horror, he did like a few, like, not American Horror Story, but like some horror anthology stuff that I think. Oh, he's doing the remake of The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I wish I would get to see it, but I think it's on like CBS Plus because I love the original Twilight.
Yeah, so like he definitely has, I still think he has an eye for horror. Yeah. I'm just, maybe if he actually gets to the roots of just making a horror movie, not necessarily trying to make a black response to social justice, which is when it's done right, it looks really good. But when it's done wrong, it looks like Karen, that movie Karen, and I don't want.
But let me ask you this real quick: Is Get Out rewatchable? Does it have high rewatch value?
Not because it's a bad movie. It does to catch all the little things.
Okay.
But like, it's better for watching like a YouTube clip show, which like clips all the little things you may have missed, like the little subtle like Easter eggs.
Yeah,
it's good for that. Not necessarily just like throw it on, just to throw it on for like the horror movie marathon. Not necessarily because it Get Out, one of the ways that once you know the twist, it's kind of Yeah, but it is like since like I rewatch. I have rewatched the Office, and I've watched like clip shows, like the scene where they get pulled up by the cops because he hits the deer. Mm-hmm. So like I watched a clip show about it, and Jordan Peele talked about it as well. And he was like, the reason, you know, we all thought that she was being a good girlfriend by telling the cop, why you need his ID? He ain't driving. I'm driving, right? You know, stop profiling us, right? That's what it's initially portrayed as. In reality, she didn't want no proof that he was even down there. Because if a cop gets his ID, puts it in the system, system tracks where he is, people can come find him. So little shit like that, it goes, oh, that's something you catch from multiple viewing. So that part, yeah, it's kind of rewatchable, but that's, you can do that with mostly any movie, but like thanks to YouTube, these, you know, shows will slow everything down for you and show all these things you missed. So in that sense, not really, but yeah. I what about you? Do you think it's rewatchable?
I haven't rewatched it yet because I don't know if I'll enjoy it nearly as much. Because I'm a person that likes to watch shit over and over.
I am too. But see, you talk about your lady. My lady does not. She hates rewatching movies. So when we're doing the whole what's those on the watch, is a difficult dilemma because we have to find something that we both haven't seen before.
God, isn't that not the worst?
Yeah, it's very tough.
I can't stand it. Oh, you've seen that already. Yes, I've seen a lot of shit. Yeah. And I don't mind watching it again if I'm saying, hey, let's watch it. You ain't seen it.
Yeah, so there'll be movies that, like, yesterday we were, it only happens when, like, we watch a lot of YouTube, so, like, we finish all the new YouTube stuff we watch, like you watch Mojo, and then he was like, okay, well, we're winding down. Let's throw in a movie on just to have something on while we sleep, pretty much, right? And so I'm going through that, and I'm like, I'm past the movies I think would be just a good to have on. Horrible Bosses. She already said she don't want to rewatch it, you know. Prometheus. Sorry, she don't want to rewatch it. I was like, fuck, I got to find something neither of us have watched that we're willing to throw on. Yeah. But if I've never watched it, I'm going to want to watch it now.
Yeah, exactly. To sleep.
So that is an interesting. There are very few movies that she's willing to rewatch. Like two or three, honestly. And they're mostly in the horror genre. She does like some scary movies, even though she gets terrified of during them. But she at least willing to watch them. So that does help, especially for like October season. Because October is great for like horror movie marathons.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. But jokingly, we're going to add into the old Scooby-Doo cartoon movies.
Really?
You ever watch those? As a kid, at least?
The show? I can't remember the movies.
There is a specific one, Scooby-Doo, and I can't remember that, but he goes like a, what the hell does he do? It's like the gang goes to some Louisiana country, and like it's like overrun by like cat people. It's actually we watched a clip about it, and I'm like, that was a kids show. It's actually scary. Like I'm like, why the fuck was children? It's like, have you ever went back and rewatched Courage the Cowardly Dog?
I haven't rewatched it. No.
All right,
but I remember loving it as a kid. I
do
that
too.
Show.
But why the fuck were we watching that?
I don't know.
Like, I look at a lot of stuff we watched as children.
I loved it, but I don't know, because he couldn't speak.
Yeah.
And the characters that could speak were hardly
stupid.
Shown.
And very dumb.
So,
and the monsters were scary.
I don't know what I got out of it, but
I got fear. I remember getting fear out of it. Because that guy's down the rabbit hole. And we'll take a drink break soon. But there was a lot of stuff we were talking about. We used to watch as kids. Like, she was asking if we ever had kids, would I get Boomerang to watch? Like, you know, Boomerang's channel has all the old shows from our youth.
I don't think it exists anymore.
I probably is not. I probably have to buy it our own. But I was like, yeah, I would. It'd be weird trying to monitor it because I've gone back and watched some of the stuff like, you know, old Bugs Bunny and stuff like that. Obviously, there's the racial stuff you have to like take away, but that shit is violent.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about Powerpuff Girls and I guess the characters Mojo Jojo.
Yeah, Mojo Jojo.
Bro, he has to beat the shit out of that nigga. Stomp that nigga.
Log dog, like on like, sight.
Like brain matter coming
on sight. On his sight.
And I guess because it was animated, we didn't think nothing of it. I remember our parents didn't think nothing of it because it is animated.
I look at it now and I still don't think anything of it. I mean, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, but it's a violent ass cartoon.
It is a violent cartoon, but I mean, you look at the games we played and then you start getting into the, oh, is a kid being violent because of what they see play.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, I've never been
that guy.
Like, I was always smart enough as a kid to know that what I'm saying on a cartoon is not
real life.
Real. That was a very easy distinction. My parents didn't have to sit me down and go, hey, you can't do a Kamehameha wave. Okay?
I may try to.
I mean, of course I try. Like,
yeah, I thought if I trained
you
hard.
You have to try to go Super Saiyan.
Like, yeah, I was like,
you ain't a real nigga if you never tried to go Super Saiyan.
I used to want to go. I thought, and I could, obviously. I thought it was because I didn't have long enough hair. I remember distinctively saying, it's because I don't have long hair. And because I used to have, well, it's going to sound weird because I have a haircut, but when I was a child, I had dreads, or braids, sorry, not dreads, I had braids. I remember telling my mom, I'm like 6 or 7, I said, Mom, I want to cut my hair off. She said, oh, okay, well, why? You want your braids back? And I was like, nah, I need to go Super Saiyan. I need to, because your hair's laid down and it sticks up. So I was like, I need to have my hair laid down so it can stick up. So I can go Super Saiyan. She was not here for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, we all, you had to try to go Super Saiyan. I mean, if you don't try, you don't know if you can't do it or not.
Of course.
You gotta try.
Anything else before we switch over for our drink break?
Nah, I don't think so, man. All
right. All right, we are back. Back like ESPN Fantasy Football taking all my damn money.
No doubt. No doubt.
So I joked with Cassandra about this. So my dad and you've met my father and mm-hmm. You know, I mean, my father have a very interesting relationship. Yes. And so, obviously, as you saw the league we're both in, I'm working for a large tech company.
Mm-hmm.
And that tech company, it does provide a nice life. And my father knows this. So he invited me to a pick'em league. Have you ever done one of those?
No.
So this is, you know, we've done pick'ems before. Maybe back when we lived in college where you pick the winner of each game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Same concept, but it's like actually on the app.
So oh.
Yeah, they have leagues on downward. They have leagues on downward. Yeah, cool. Right. The buy-in for said league, though, I felt was a little high. I didn't think I was at that level of life yet.
I'm like,
I'm not saying it's from my wife yet, so $250.
Oh, that's not bad. I thought you were going to say like $1,000.
Oh, no. But the fact that he even asked me, and I'm like, huh, you ain't gonna float me on that? Because it's like all of his friends.
So it's on like ESPN?
Or Yahoo. Actually, yeah, it's on Yahoo.
Oh.
You looked it up, maybe next year. We looked it up. Yeah, you pick everyone in the league picks their team.
The
get points and you
guys whoever got the most points at the okay. I've done that, just not on an app.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like I say all that to say, I was like, damn. Nigga, he can't float me on that because he was like, yeah, the money's due by like his dad. It's like his friends, like it's your friends. You can't just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, take care of that for me.
Well, you in the big leagues?
I don't want to be. I miss more money, more problems. But I'm not. So that guy would think about like, okay, make because like you can make your picks now or wait, you know, week to week and set reminder. Like, yeah, I'll make my little 16 picks, and then I remembered, oh no, we have 17 games this year. So and then also I'm thinking. We can't have no more 8-8 teams.
No.
So no more Jeff Fishers.
No.
That means someone's guaranteed to have a losing record.
Yes.
I love that.
Losing record or you're going to have a winning record?
I love that. Yeah. Because I feel like.
I do like that. It is weird to say like 10-7 though.
It is.
11-6.
But here's the thing. As a guy who, as a Dolphins fan who had to sit through Joe Philbin and Tony Sperano, really Joe Philbin, getting to 8-8 got him an extra year and I didn't like that.
Yeah.
He should have got fired.
Eight and nine
gets you fired.
Yeah.
Whereas 8-8, they give you a chance.
You're a team.
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that. So I am glad to see that that's going to be a new thing. But speaking of fantasy, so at first I was like, damn, man, me and Mike have been in the league together this year, which is probably for the better because we've been in the league since college and we always have very similar fantasy football strategies. From just years of playing and talking and shit. And I remember though we are in one league. It's the most expensive league I'm in. I don't know about you.
Yes. Tied for the most expensive.
Okay, so yeah, it's the most expensive league I am. And so they did the draft order. And even though we don't talk drafting and fantasy anymore because we always play together, somehow, some way we ended up with picks right close to each other again.
Yes.
And so
I have the first pick, you have the third
pick.
And I wanted to trade out of that first pick.
Why?
Because there's a player I want to take in the first round, but taking him number one would look stupid.
All right, so here's
the thing. But that's why I was like, damn, but I don't know, because I don't know how the rest of you niggas draft.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know that.
So if I go down to like eight and then my nigga gone, then that just fucked up my whole fucking strategy. And I'm like, man, I was talking to Becky. I was like, I don't think Trey gonna take him at three. That's what I do know. Mm. But I don't think I've ever seen Trey with the third pick, so I'm not sure who he would.
I've either got at like high because we've done some interesting decisions, yeah. or I get low. And I personally actually prefer a lower pick.
Yes, I do
too. It takes a lot of the stress out of
me. The number one pick, bro, is like I feel pressured to take somebody who's expected to be the number one.
And not just that, if you fuck up and you have a bad team, everyone's like, damn, that's what you got first.
The number one pick, bro. Like,
it's it's a lot of pressure. It's like no one cares if you had like the middle of the lottery pick and the dude's a bust. Like no one cares if you draft Frank Ntilikina. No one cares. But if you draft what's the dude? Anthony Bennett?
Yeah,
dog. And for me, I have number three, and I hate it because you know, and it's one of this thing has been my same strategy for years now. I hate drafting running backs first round. I am anti-running back.
But at three, you can't take a receiver.
Is that what I said? The GM of that league, my homeboy Jay, he's got to say, we have a podcast, so shout out to Jay. He texts me, he's like, you got a great pick. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No.
I hate this pick. He's like, why? I was like, because now I'm forced to take a running back.
Yeah.
Because you have to take a running back at three.
Yeah, at three.
And he was like, I mean, you could probably get Saquon. I'm like, I don't want Saquon.
Who wants Saquon?
I don't want Saquon. But I feel like at three, I have to take Saquon. Because there's only three choices at that high. It's like
Chris
McCaffrey.
Dalvin Cook.
Maybe if you're a Cowboys fanatic, you could consider Zeke within those top three spots.
Yeah, they got Zeke down ranked at like seven or eight.
So, okay, I haven't done the math yet.
They got Kelsey at four. I've been doing mock drafts like crazy.
Which is funny because I have a draft on Sunday.
I've actually already done one draft.
I hate
that. I haven't shown you the team because I don't want you to see the niggas I'm trying to pick.
Hey, you can't let the... I mean, there's money involved, so I get it.
But a lot of money.
You can't let the money in front of the friendship, dog.
No, but after we draft, then I'll let you, you know...
So how many drafts you have left still to do?
Oh, let me see. I got ours. I got another one. I got three to four.
I got this one coming up on Sunday, and then the rest are like all within 2 days of each other. So I have two on Labor Day, that Monday of Labor Day,
okay.
And then ours is on that Tuesday.
Okay.
Me personally, I like drafting after Labor Day because all the preseason games are done, so all the potential injuries are out of the way. Yeah. If knock on wood, no one gets injured. But I feel like at three, and so far the other league I have, which I'm drafting this weekend, I got seven, which also sucks as a pick because you can't backdoor anything. Which one I like having ender picks. Like if it's like a 10 team league, getting like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Or obviously 10, right? Yeah. So you can do 10 then 1, and vice versa. But 7, you're like in the middle, not like even if they do snake order, you're in the middle. You're just always in the middle.
You're never really doing a back to back. I tell you what, I think Jay got what, pick 6 or 4?
Yeah, I think he got 6.
I actually don't mind pick like 5. Okay. I know you never get to go back to back, but I always say I never have to wait that long.
True. Either. True.
So I do like that aspect of
it. Yeah. It's going to be, thankfully, them from my, like, not in those weird leagues, which has, like, individual defensive player and, like, just, I hate those leagues. Or
I just wish I didn't have
two quarterback leagues or stuff like that.
It's number one pick is the
fuck. I feel like it's really stressing you out.
Because I'm going to have to take a player I don't want to take. I really don't want to take this nigga. Like, I want to take another nigga, but everybody going to laugh at me. And, like, usually I don't give a fuck, but, like, I know it's going to look goofy. And I can't be like, yeah, dog, I think he going to have a breakout here. Like, niggas going to be like, bro, this nigga just donating money, bro.
I guess for me, like, I've used the same, because I feel like this is, it's crazy because in real football, it is a passing league. Yeah. But somehow, that does not translate into fantasy. I don't know if it's because these commissions are not up in the scoring or whatever, but
it's, I mean.
In football, in fantasy football, we legit know. If you don't have a good running back, you're almost guaranteed
to
lose.
It's hard to win.
Because you don't have a good running back, you end up like me, you need a boy to get one catch. In your playoffs, and he doesn't get one catch.
Yeah, I have been trying to, put together a, you know, makeshift running back court.
Bro, a running back by committee for fantasy is nasty.
Not where you want to be.
Living on the waiver wire for running back is dangerous, bro.
Not where you want to be. You like, damn, I'm hoping the third 49ers running back go off.
Hell, you like, damn, is Jerick McKinnon going to be starting today? And it doesn't help that these NFL teams are saying, oh, we can do a running back by committee. And then Edo Smith gets 35 carry Falcon. So you sit there with, oh, I just get the other dude, but okay. What's worse, an NFL team that has a running back by committee or an NFL team that brings in another running back for like goal line situation? What's worse?
That's tough because running back by committee is obviously the Patriots running back.
Yeah, exactly.
But you just know not to take them niggas.
I don't though because Jonas Gray happens and then I pick him up on waiver wire and he gets cut the very next week. That happened to me. You were there.
Yeah. And then I had Chubb last year and I swear to God.
Kareem Hunt.
In the red zone. I'm like, dog, Chubb is a big fucking bro, back.
Unless Chubb broke a 30-yard, he was like, not scoring.
Kareem Hunt coming in the game? Bro.
Only running back who was pretty good at not having a robot coming out was Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
He was the only one that I felt confident.
If you're in a PPR league, it's like, he ain't giving me no PPR.
No reception. He ain't giving you no R. Unless it's points per running back carry. That nigga's gonna run the ball. So that's it.
Bro, I never want to draft that nigga. That's probably who you're gonna take with the third pick, now that I think about it.
The guy who's had 600 carries over the last 2 years? Come on, I ain't
right,
deep.
Right.
That's the thing.
God, like, that's the same thing I'm thinking. I'm like, he do.
Yeah.
He do for.
The same way you were right last year about Christian McCaffrey. You was right. It bite the boat down. Dog, you can't carry the ball that many times and not get hurt.
Not get hurt.
Even if he don't get hurt, there's no way they give him as many carries as he got last year with the guy Julio Jones on the roster. You don't get Julio Jones to run the ball 40 times.
Unless you beat Carroll.
Did you see that argument some dude had with me on Twitter about like Russell Wilson actually not?
Niggas don't watch Seahawks.
I swear to God,
people don't watch Seahawks games, bro.
Like, I asked that dude, I was like, bro, you're telling me that post Legion of Boom, that those have been good rosters?
They really think Russ tails off at the end of every year because it's him. And not because, oh, we've seen these plays 1,000 fucking times. Y'all niggas gonna run back. Like,
I forgot, because I got to the argument here and I was looking. I'm looking up fucking Seahawks seasons and compared to rosters and ending roster. Bro, I didn't realize that last year's playoffs, the year before that, when they got to the second round and lost to Green Bay.
Yeah.
That was the year Marshawn Lynch had to get brought back out of retirement. Mm-hmm. To get carries for the running back in the playoffs. Yeah. Marshawn Lynch was the leading rusher in the playoffs at like 50 yards. And I'm supposed to be out here thinking, Russell's the fault.
He supposed to get it done. He just supposed to just get that shit done, huh? But niggas will, you know, still give Rodgers excuses.
By the way, the Rodgers who got blown out in that NFC Championship game to San Francisco, the same team Russ almost beat twice.
Yeah.
Got to literally a fourth down stop at the goal line from not only beating them twice, but winning the division. They would have won the division.
Yeah.
They would have home field throughout the playoffs.
Home field throughout the playoffs. That team was not good. That team was awful. And before DK Metcalf got there, his number one receiver was Doug Baldwin.
Was he still there?
He's not still there anymore.
Oh, but at the time he was.
Like before DK got there.
Oh, yeah, it was Doug and probably Tyler was in the punt return slot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
what, Jermaine Curse or something like that?
Leave him alone.
I'm just saying.
Leave him alone.
I'm just saying.
He didn't ask for this. He did not ask for those three interceptions. He did not ask for those three interceptions.
He's acting like Russ was just, you know, and they think Pete Carroll's a good coach.
That I don't understand. I guess a lot of people still miss playing NCAA football. I'm like, that's why Pete Carroll calls his plays from. It's still like 07 with Reggie Bush on the cover. Because he hasn't changed. But back to fantasy. It's I was going to dive into the fantasy like mock drafts probably this weekend after I get done moving since my draft is on Sunday.
You might want to.
Yeah. I realize I don't have internet on Sunday. I don't get internet until Monday.
You can still do it off your.
I can do my phone, so I can do it off my phone. I hate doing it from the phone personally.
Really? You more of a draft on a computer type?
Yeah. Because I like to have multiple like screens open. Yeah, so I have like one screen where I have like, you know, like this account's mock and this person project. Cause I like to have a schedule. So yeah, I prefer. Plus, when I'm in the, if I have it on the phone, I could be on the group me on my phone. If I'm on my laptop drafting, I could be on the group me talking shit. I hate chatting through the app. It's not as it don't always work for some reason. I don't know why.
I got you.
Yeah, I prefer to talk my shit through the group.
I got you. The way I've been doing that is I actually have been looking at schedule on who I'm gonna draft, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. Seeing what buys when and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I'll speak about previous years, philosophy, not currently because obviously, but I used to be the guy who was like, man, I can get QBs at any point, right? Mm-hmm. I can get before Russell blew up, I can get Russell in the seventh round. This is like Legion of Boom Russell. It's like the defense was doing a lot. He wasn't, you know, necessarily throwing for 5,000 yards. Now I feel like you kind of have to get QBs early. But you don't want to be the guy that gets the QB early. You don't want to be that first guy.
You don't want to be the first guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that takes Lamar 6 overall. It's like, he's going to get rushing yards, but. You,
really?
Yeah, now you, bro. Because I feel like one year I reached for Lamar because it was last year. I reached Lamar and I had I'm not going to lie, there was one week I didn't have Frank Gore as my starting running back. But I think I had, it was not Frank. I did not have Frank. That team was, I stopped checking that team by like week 7. But it was COVID. It was a weird year. But I want to say, I know I had Adrian Peterson as my starter.
Yeah, I can't laugh because I think I had AP starting last year.
I think I had, I want to say that year, that particular team had Lamar. I was able to get a good receiver because I picked receiver second round.
Okay.
And my third round was like, I think I went QB, receiver, tight end, receiver. That was my order. And then I looked up and realized, oh shit.
You don't have any running back
yet. So I ended up with, Andrews was not my first choice, but by the end, he ended up being the most consistent out of all the niggas I had. I think I might have had like Malcolm Brown was like the first one I could get. And I was like, oh shit. I know AP gonna give me 6. So we're gonna take these AP 6. So yeah, that's why I'm not looking forward to at least the league. The league we're in, I'm dreading the most because I know I'm almost guaranteed myself to have to take a running back, and I don't want to be wrong that early. Like, if you make a wrong pick that high,
you got to do some mock drafts, bro. Where you gonna just experiment?
Here's the thing: when you're doing your mock drafts, are you taking into account the team's COVID vaccination status? Because I'm thinking about that personally.
I am not. That's too much of a variable. So here's the thing. I'm doing it with a certain team. There's a certain team I'm going to stay away from. But
okay. So I know for me, the report came out the Falcons, I believe, are the first fully vaccinated team in the NFL. First. Which, you know, good for them. It's just such that there's not a single Falcon player I want to take. I'll take Calvin Ridley if, like, the eighth round. But that's not
getting Calvin Ridley.
I'm eighth is being joking, but the reason I won't take him
he's
is
going, like, second.
The reason I won't take him is for the reason that you should have not taken Brandon Marshall and, oh boy, because I hate the quarterback. And if your receiver has a bad quarterback.
That's not fair to Matt Ryan.
What do you mean it's not fair?
He's a good fantasy quarterback.
In theory, so is Jay Cutler.
No, but different.
Okay, fine.
Matt Ryan's only not a good fantasy quarterback if your receiver is Julio Jones. If you have Julio, you hate Matt Ryan.
But if you just have Matt Ryan,
you got everybody else on the Falcons. You love Matt Ryan because everybody else eat.
I think he's poor man's Jameis because of fantasy. I'd rather have Jameis than Matt Ryan. Trying to win the current job, Jameis. I hate this new Jameis. Oh, buttoned up. I don't want to see that Jameis. I don't want to see articulate Jameis. I'm gonna eat a W, Jameis, for fantasy. Didn't you win a league like that one time with Jameis?
Yes, I won a favorite Jameis. Jeff was looking crook. He led me to the chill.
And you never benched him?
No.
That was like a bye.
I couldn't because my team was bad. So I was like, if I get good Jameis, I can win. My team already bad, so if I get bad Jameis, it don't matter.
I feel like having a Jameis or a Matt Ryan, you have to be in a league where they don't penalize you that much for turnovers.
It was a league that gave a lot for yards, actually.
Or a league that rewards yards. Because Matt Ryan is a... Because he's throwing a lot in fourth quarter because they're down a lot. So they throw a lot of bullshit passes to get yards.
I think he was actually my backup too that year.
See? You couldn't go wrong.
So, yeah.
Do you want to talk about some real football? At least Hard Knock wise or anything like that?
Preseason week one episode of Hard Knocks was not the best.
No, I watched it in preparation for this episode, and I found myself not paying attention.
It was not the best. Not the best.
The only standard I think I noticed was what dumbass line was trying to fight Aaron Donald.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember thinking that wasn't a good proposition.
He let him know he ain't no hoe. So
yeah, okay. Some people are just not like.
Well, to be fair, offensive linemen. They are built different too.
Yeah, they still get blown by.
They do.
They still get pushed over.
They do.
He's made a career of making them niggas look like they're regular as fuck.
You're not wrong. But if I was to ever fight Aaron Donald, I would want to be one of their bodies.
Okay, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I guess I would be because you probably take more of a punishment. And you're big, you're just as big, so yeah, sure. I guess that's fair.
Because them niggas always, when they retire, have to lose. Like,
yeah, that's they do. There's a lot of weight because being that big is only good if you're playing football. Yes. So yeah, no, there was nothing. Dak still injured. They had a lot. Another interesting segment on Michael Parsons. They had his family and the. I guess I have to accept they're never going to talk about this stuff. They're just never going to talk about that. No, okay.
Not gonna.
Okay, cool. And now that I've accepted that, I can move on.
All they talk about is how much he wants to play, and
he does want to play. He's
no, he likes to play.
We know he's playful.
Yeah,
we know he's playful.
Activity. Yeah. He can't get enough.
He looks to be a good football player.
He does look. Yeah,
looks to be a really good football player. Other than that, I guess I think part of it is because with Dak being injured, there's nothing there.
And Dak is clearly just the leader, and I'm over the Mike McCarthy thing.
He wasn't a good coach. We knew he wasn't a good coach when they hired him. He's just a guy who has a championship. I don't see how these teams convince themselves of retrying these same old, not good coaches. Like, there's a reason he was available to get hired. I'd rather give a new coach a chance for a guy who's pretty much a washout of the league.
I will say this. I do find it interesting that they are making the third-string quarterback fight for a roster spot because I'm like...
The Ben DiNucci dude? Or?
Yeah, because Dak is right now hurt.
Who is
if you don't carry him, you're only going to carry two quarterbacks.
You say he's a third. Who's the other QB?
Dan Gilbert is.
Gilbert is there. It's not Dan Gilbert. It's Garrett Gilbert. Dan Gilbert is the owner, but yeah. Garrett Gilbert is there. Okay, that's right. Because I feel like they had a couple scenes on DiNucci.
Yeah, yeah. He's fighting for a playoff spot. And again, you're not gonna.
What team keeps three rosters? What team keeps three active QBs? An actual season starts. No one, right? You only keep two.
No. I know the Bucks have three
active on the roster.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kyle Trask, the rookie.
Was he there last year?
Yeah. No. Kyle Trask just got drafted.
Okay, so who do they have? Was it three last year?
Blaine Gabbert.
He's the backup to Brady, but did he have a backup? That was on the 53?
He did. I think Ryan Day?
Okay. Well, you know what? Last year was weird because they had COVID.
That's what I'm saying. For the Cowboys, though, you have a quarterback coming off injury who is still...
I mean, you can,
currently
injured. I guess going into the game, yeah, you... Probably.
I don't think I would.
If it gets to the point where you're down to your third string QB, you might as well be better off just going Wildcat. Personally, me personally, I'd rather you just go into the game.
I think the Bears have three QBs right now.
Well, they have one quarterback. So, okay, you know what? So that's a good segue because there wasn't much in this episode. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, this America's team not as interesting as I thought they'd be, unfortunately. But moving on to real football, as real as preseason football can get. There were all five rookie QBs played, obviously. No one's hurt. All five rookie QBs played this past weekend. I'll start with Justin Fields because he played against the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are my team. Tua looked a lot better in the first half than he was previous season, even though he still was missing his number one, two, and three receiver, so he felt right at home. He did at least have his number one tight end, which is it showed. He had a 50-yard pass to Mike Gesicki. I was impressed with the defense. We were missing our newly re-signed Xavier Howard and trash as Byron Jones. And three other starters in the Bears offense, which is why I think Justin Fields will be starting, had one first down up until the 30 seconds mark of the first half. despite going against the Dolphins' B-team defense. So the Bears, number one offense, going against the Dolphins' second defense, had one first down prior to Justin Fields coming in.
Don't tell Andy Dalton. He says his time is now.
I'm sorry. What time is that? Is he keeping the time on his phone for Justin Fields when he goes in?
He said Justin Fields is the future. His time is now.
It ain't never been Andy Dalton's time. It ain't been Andy Dalton's time since he was in Cincinnati. Even that wasn't his time. Hey,
that was the Red Rifle.
That was the Adrian Green and Pips show. He was the Pips. Andy was the Pips. Justin Fields did play the second half. Didn't be sure it was against Dolphins' second team, but hey, he looked like the best player on the field, which you should do. If you're a top quarterback going against other guys who are not also top competition, you should look like the best player on the field. He showed some mobility, which I knew he had, honestly, which is... The thing with Justin Fields, how do you go from being the second best QB the entire season to being...
Not just the entire season. Since him and Trevor Lawrence came out of high school together, they've been 1-2.
And somehow teams talked themselves into making him the fifth QB taken?
Fourth.
He was taking off ahead of Trey Lance?
He was taking ahead of Mac Jones.
Oh, well, yeah. That guy.
Worst guy.
Worst of all of them. So, really, last of all the talks about prospects, somehow they talked themselves into that. But anyways, he looked good. Did you get a chance to see any of his highlights or anything about the game?
I did hear that he came into a standing ovation, and I am just really happy for Justin Fields because they lied on this young black man the whole draft process. Just nothing but lies. And not like, oh, I think they didn't like him lies. Like, literally, you could go look at tape and see they were lying.
Oh, yeah. The whole
people saying that, oh, I watched film, and he doesn't go to his second read. And then somebody points out, well, here he is.
Here's a seven-minute highlight clip of him going through progressions. Like, regular guys, like, regular people on Twitter can show you 7 minutes of film of him doing it.
So, I'm just so happy that he has went to an organization that wanted him and his fans want him.
To be fair, it was a great mixture.
It was. And those Bears fans...
Starving.
They are already in love with Justin Fields. And I'm so happy about that for him. I mean, over the offseason, the top-selling jerseys were... Brady, the GOAT, Tebow, a Colt, and Justin Fields, is pretty remarkable.
You know what's crazy? I didn't realize to listen to another podcast. Has there been another organization that has a I won't say tradition of winning, but is as well-respected as the Bears are, that has had worse quarterback play?
No.
There can't be, right?
No.
Like, we have... The blue chip organization, like the Patriots, Bears. Obviously Brady, 49ers have Montana and Young,
Steelers
got Ben and
Bradshaw.
Even the Cowboys got all them Hall of Famers. Even the Raiders got Jim Plunkett and
Stabler.
Dolphins got Dan Marino, you laugh stop, but fine. All the multi Super Bowl winning champions. And Bears got two Super Bowls, I believe. Mm-hmm. The best quarterback in their franchise history, it might be Jay Cutler. I mean, Jim McMahon.
Depending on who you ask, maybe Sid Luckman.
Okay.
Way back in the 50s.
Yeah, like, 40s. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
They are starving for a franchise quarterback, and I'm hoping Justin Fields. It reminds me of when Lamar got drafted by the Ravens in that city, and that team culture it embraces him, and you know, they put him on the forefront. Partially because they also knew we can't roll out this joke for that. That should be out. And a coach who has to fight for him because he knows if he gets fought, this is it. Matt Nagy knows it. This don't worry, I'm out of here. This is not just Jeff Fisher not wanting Vince Young. So I'm hoping. I hope it works out for Justin Fields.
Yes.
I didn't watch any of the other rookies.
So I didn't watch any of the games, but I went through and made sure I was able to watch every highlight that was available.
So I'll let you lead this
one.
What
you saw with, on that Trey Lance one, I mean.
I saw.
When the commentator is commenting on an 80-yard bomb.
I did see that highlight.
Saying Trey area. Hey, Jimmy G, bro, just don't put that house on the market, fam. Like,
you don't think he already has?
You're done here, bro.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's over.
It was a wrap for Jimmy when they said they quoted his relationship between him and the head coach as needing counseling during the offseason. They compared it to a married couple who needs counseling. Mm. That's what they compared it to in the offseason. That was before they drafted.
Oh, that was before they drafted.
Before they drafted.
The young hot woman. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's before the young hot woman moved in next door. Yeah. So, should be everything you need to know. And if the writing was on the wall, we even got the young hot woman. They drafted a QB. That should have been. That's when he should have called his realtor and be like, "Hey, yo, put my shit on the market, like quietly, like quietly, but like put my shit on the market." So I see what the interest is in this house. Like, you know that team is, because that team is not, they're not win now, but they're not that far removed from the Super Bowl. At least the defense is still.
I would Super Bowl ready. Enough say they are win now. Like, they need to make some noise.
I mean, because Bosa's young, Kittle's young.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two stars.
You have to start paying everybody.
You already paid Bosa.
Okay.
Hey, Kittle.
They paid Bosa already?
Or was that the younger brother?
No, you're talking about the other Bosa. The one that's not Maga. Out loud.
Okay. All right. The quieter Maga. Oh, I wonder if, never mind, I'll ask a dumb question. I would say where the Bosa's fall on the vaccinated, unvaccinated, but I can take a wild guess. So yeah, I know they paid Kittle. Kittle's been paid.
Yeah,
Kittle's I don't know if Maga Bosa's been paid yet. Probably not. He's young.
They paid Fred Warner.
They paid Fred. So They're not as, I guess, are you winning now if you paid, or if you already paid them?
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
But
I think with Kyle Shanahan, I mean, you start to look at it like,
nah,
they got one winning season.
It took, but they also had, every other season they've had him there, the QB at the time had a crippling injury.
You're not wrong.
So they'll get,
you're not wrong, but.
They let Jim Harbaugh stay there for a long time.
Jim Harbaugh was winning, though.
Oh, that is true. But
he was winning with two quarterbacks. He turned Alex Smith, who we thought was a bust, into...
Dog, they turned Alex Smith to a folk hero. and I don't know, because I know why people feel bad for Alex Smith. People like to feel bad for QBs when they get their job taken by black people. Because I am sick of this, the whining of Fitzpatrick, bro. The utter just whining. I'm just like, bro, the Dolphins did me wrong. Nigga, you're not good. Like, I guess Fitzmagic was a cool 3 weeks.
Fitzpatrick, you've been in the league long enough to know what you are, bro. Because we all know what you are.
Yeah,
guy who comes in off the bench for two games, lights it up, then stinks it up, and then end up back on the bench. That's who you are.
I don't know why he thought he was something he wasn't, but
that's who you are.
That's the rookies, though.
Never played in a playoff game. You've started whole seasons.
Has he? No, he has not. Wow. Yeah, yeah, and he's crying about a damn job. We took 2-5. What did you think was gonna happen? Nigga. I didn't see Zach Wilson, because why am I watching Jets games?
I watched some of the highlights. He looked good.
He looked good?
He looks good. Okay. Looks like he won't be too overwhelmed, maybe, but I mean, okay, at the end of the day, the Jets,
they're gonna do a lot of losing.
Do suck.
Yeah.
They don't have anything around him. But his arm is fantastic. It's as advertised.
I will say, I watched Jags highlights, but not to watch Trevor Lawrence. I guess I watched low lights. So. Trevor looked okay from what I saw.
I watched some highlights. He made the throws. I mean, he makes some really good throws. I saw what I needed to see.
Me too, actually. From that game, yeah, we watched the same game. Both saw what we just said. That's all I'm gonna say. The funniest thing I saw, though, was Carolina. I was thinking of Cam, so I say Carolina, but the Cam Newton and the Patriots, and neither QB looked good.
No, they didn't.
Mac Jones did not look good. Cam did not look good.
Despite if you hear that Mac Jones did look good.
No, he did not.
If you're completing 13 passes and you have under 100 yards passing,
neither of them look good.
You're not doing a good job.
So I think Cam will win that job for week one. I will say if they start the year off losing, it doesn't help that
Cam has a short leash.
Very short leash. Let's just be honest, Boston, that market, that cube with that quarterback sitting behind you, they're going to call for
a guy that looks like a punter.
He doesn't have a punter in jersey number anymore.
I know he doesn't have the jersey number anymore, but he
looks like a punter still.
Yeah, he's shaped like a punter.
to be fair,
runs like a punter.
To be fair, Ben Roethlisberger shaped like a H back, so and not halfback, H back. Hey,
but Big Ben did it cool back before then.
Okay, I guess.
Other stuff.
I forgot about that. God. Yeah, that's true.
I think that's all five.
That's all five QBs, right?
Rookie QBs.
Yeah, that's, that was
They all had their ups and downs as rookie.
As we expected. Justin
Fields didn't have no downs, but
he won the game actually. Yeah. Good for him. So hope he keeps it going.
I still don't think he'll start week one.
No. They as you reminded me, they promised Andy Dalton a starting job. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna roll Andy out there for week one.
Let him get obliterated. Because that offensive line is not good for the Bears.
No.
So going against Aaron Donald, but hey, you got it, Dalton. You are a man, bro.
I've never understood the concept of, hey, we have a bad offensive line. Let's put the statue in.
Yeah.
What?
They know what they're doing, bro. They know what they're doing. It's just, they like, fuck it. We got 17 this year. Let's just already get one of them away. Fuck it.
But best thing, can Matt Nagy just be giving away games? I don't think he has the leash to just be giving away. He needs to try to win every game as if it's the Super Bowl.
Hey, he should, but he look at it like, hey, man, I don't want to put Justin Fields out there. He looked bad week one, and now people looking like we took the wrong guy. But
that he didn't take Justin Fields. That's not on him.
You're right. But they let him.
He
get
just
out
got
there.
A coach.
They wait till week two. Against the Bengals, he come in, light it up.
Oh. I guess he looks like a whisperer. I guess that's true. If I'm coaching for my job this year, I'm not gonna lie, I don't want a rookie. But give me a good veteran, please. Yeah. Trade for a good veteran. Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't give me Andy Dalton.
And Nick Foles
is on that team. Nick Foles. I just assumed he got traded to Indianapolis.
He certainly begged for it.
I know he begging for it.
Beg.
Starving. So normally we would do a bunch of episodes leading up to the season with predictions for divisions. And obviously, we don't have the bandwidth for that as of now, at least on this platform. But we do at least give y'all some of our way too early predictions for maybe
too early.
Hot teams, some teams would be bad, overperform, players, things like that. So I'll start with my personal. I guess we can go teams you think that'll be a surprise sleeper team, maybe. We go from that.
Okay.
All right. So for me, I'm actually gonna go with the Browns. I know you don't think it's because you're not high on Baker, but I think the Browns aren't going to be a sleeper team because they don't have that good of a schedule. So they're not a first place winner team. So they don't play a first place schedule, which obviously always helps.
Yeah.
And they looked to have figured out what they need to be, which is a run-first team.
And second.
Run-first and second. And the fact that they have not paid Baker shows they're not necessarily sold on him, just at least not yet. Looks like they're going to give him this year to see what they have. And so if they had paid him, I thought then they would have wanted to see the return on their investment, which made them throw the ball everywhere, which is letting Baker throw the ball all the time. It's proven not to be good.
So when you say a sleeper, like what do you?
I think the expectations for them are not high, and I think they'll perform like they're pre.
I think they're expected to make the playoffs.
I think they're actually gonna fight for that division. I think they're actually gonna win the division.
Okay. That is sleeper. I do actually expect them to make the playoffs, but I don't expect them to win a division.
So I know the Steelers are gonna have a drop off. Yeah. First, besides the fact they're just bad. Yeah. Second of all, they're playing a first place schedule, which is. The reason the Ravens had a little bit of a job last year was they played first place schedule.
That's why I had picked the Steelers last year.
Exactly, right? Same concept applies this year. Yeah. The Ravens are better in theory, but Lamar has caught COVID again, so it's just the same issue. I don't know what's going to happen with him since he's playing another year off COVID, and we've seen the effects of that are long-lasting, so I just don't know. And I like Sammy Watkins as a number one receiver, but he's also only going to play. Yeah, he plays there.
No, wait. You say you like him as a number one receiver?
Yeah, for the three games he does play. It's not 2014.
Oh, okay. I just had to make sure.
But do you? You
it is 2021.
Yeah, but 2020, the number one receiver was Hollywood Brown. So my chances on Hollywood Brown to say Watkins. I like say Watkins as the number one receiver. So, yeah, I like Tim Watkins as the number one receiver. But my biggest issue with them is I don't know what's going to happen with Lamar and COVID. So, unfortunately, I'm not high on them. So, for me, the Browns are my sleeper team. I think they'll win the division. So okay. off the strength of, just give the damn ball to Nick Chubb. Don't overthink this. Just give the ball to Nick Chubb and let Myles Garrett do Myles Garrett's thing.
Yes.
What about you? What do you have as a sleeper team?
Geez, it would have been probably the Colts, but Carson Wentz has already fucked me for the second year in a row. So I guess I would probably go with Carolina, though I don't expect them to make the playoffs.
I'm not surprised with that. You're here for the Sam Darnold redemption arc.
Well, I'm just here for the. There was no chance for him to turn the Jets around in that carpet. It was just no chance. But the Panthers actually have a real football team.
Yeah, and they should have Chris McCaffrey back this year, which will help a lot.
So, like I said, I don't expect them to make the playoffs, but I do think they could finish second in that division.
They're the Falcons division, right?
Yeah, Falcons, Saints, and Bucks.
No faith in Jameis?
No faith in what's around Jameis.
You got Slant Boy.
Slant Boy's hurts right now, and he'll miss like the first month at least.
Is Emmanuel Sanders still there?
No. I don't think Jared Cook is there either.
So draft Alvin Kamara. Got it. Alvin Kamara is going to get 30 carries and 20 receptions per game. Hey, good job, Drew Brees, for looking around and realizing, this team not very good. Good job for getting out of there right on time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a bad team.
That is a really bad
team. And they have a first place schedule.
They do. Oh, God. Bucks do not have the first place schedule.
That is stealing, by the way. That is stealing. Yeah, that's damn.
Yeah, very unfortunate. So if Jameis wins that job, he will look like he's not a starting quarterback because his team sucks.
And to be fair, this time when they roll out this whole Taysom Hill thing, he'll also be trash. So I'll be okay with that happening.
Yeah. If Jameis don't win it, fine. Let Taysom go out there and
go ahead. Yeah.
3-13.
Yeah.
You got it, bro.
And y'all could 3-14. 3-14.
Right. Yeah. That's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So you got Panthers. Do you have any teams that you think that are being talked about highly that are going to underperform? Anything on top of your head?
God, I want to say the Bills. So
damn, never mind. That was mine too. Fuck.
I want to say the Bills so bad, bro. Like, they just, God, I just don't see it. I don't see it. This year, I'm really going to try to see it, what people see, but I just don't. I don't. Like, Josh Allen, to me, just not that guy. But, hey, he can always change my mind, and, we'll see. I also probably throw out the Chargers.
Well, I'm surprised because here
I like the Chargers. As a non-Chargers fan,
okay,
I've seen them disappoint their fans.
Oh, gotcha.
Every single
year. They have a new coach now. They have a new coach.
Oh, that's cool. A rookie who's like never coached, but I mean, he was a defensive coordinator for 1 year.
This is true.
So, everybody's really high on the Chargers. And look, I love Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler. Those my guys.
Yeah.
But the Chargers every year. They're like the Falcons of the AFC. No matter how much talent they got, it don't ever come together. Somebody getting hurt, I can't see it. I believe it when I see it.
Okay, so I was actually gonna go with the Bills. So I don't wanna pile on them too hard. So I'm looking at the division winners for CUS project, right? Bills is 14-3, which again I'm just not
14-3?
Yeah. Jesus. The Ravens 12-5, Titans 11-6, Chiefs 14-3, Cowboys.
Wait a minute, time out. So the Bills are gonna have the same record as the Chiefs?
Apparently so, somehow, somewhere.
All right.
Okay. The team I will go with that people are at least predicting to be high, that I don't think will be as good as their prediction is the Seahawks at 12-5, because it's still not a good roster. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
That division. So this
that division is.
Here's the thing about it. They have this division going Seahawks 12-5, 49ers 12-5, Rams 10-7, Cardinals 10-7. That entire division is going to be over 500.
It is very possible that could happen.
Very easily, actually.
That did happen last year, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the 49ers.
No, they're trash. Sorry. But I just, every year, despite my actual affinity for Russell Wilson, he's legitimately probably my second favorite player in the NFL right now, which is a wild transition. if you knew how I felt about him when he first came to the league, just the way I feel about Russell, the way I feel about Cam now, you would be, it's crazy, right? That team sucks.
Yeah.
They did nothing in the offseason. I mean, off top of my head, they drafted a bad defensive player. So off top of my head, I just say bad defensive player in the draft. And they probably got in another running back to run the ball with and nothing else.
I'll actually piggyback on that with you and go to Seahawks. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year.
No, which is going to suck because it's going to give people more ammunition about Russ.
Yes, because the 49ers and the Rams, to me, have way better rosters. And they struggled with the Cardinals last year, and I think the Cardinals got at least a little better.
I'm not high on them either, Boca.
And, Seattle, they just, no.
So I will say.
And they're going to have the first place schedule.
Yes. So the 49ers and the Rams, the biggest issue both of those teams had, they've addressed. Quarterback.
Yeah.
Rams, Jared Goff, kind of holding them back. They've gotten better. I don't know how much better, but they've gotten better.
Yeah.
49ers, quarterback. I don't know how much better Trey Lance is than Jimmy Garoppolo. I think it's going to be a lot. And as you mentioned, Seahawks struggle with them regardless. Seahawks lost to a Rams team that didn't have a quarterback.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can see them.
Seahawks didn't address any issues.
No. They actually got worse because their number one corner is not there anymore. He's in Jacksonville. Shaquem Griffin.
And they decided to pay Jamal Adams, which I guess
$70 million. Oh, if you take a first round pick from him,
two.
He's a.
But Russ has already came out and said before they paid him, we need to pay Dwayne Brown, who's also not practicing.
Yep,
he's my left tackle. And it's a noticeable difference when he's not out there. I already get hit a lot. And so if he's not out there, I'm going to get hit a fuck ton.
Yes, and so they paid $70 million for a linebacker masquerading as a safety.
Yes.
He doesn't cover.
Yeah.
And they just lost the only good cover corner they had.
Huh.
And they don't have a left tackle.
No, because he's not practicing.
And their running back is coming off an injury.
He wasn't good to begin with.
And they do have two good receivers, but the head coach won't throw the ball.
No.
They're going to be bad, aren't they?
They're going to be really
bad. Oh, no. They're going to win a lot of games. The game they should not win.
Yeah.
And then when it gets to playoffs,
what does lose Seattle again. Do well outside of Russ scoring touchdowns?
They cover the middle of the field really well on defense.
Okay.
Because Bobby Wagner's right there.
Okay.
And they probably lead the league in sacks from the defensive backfield. That's why they get a lot of pressure from their DBs. They get a lot of QB pressure from their DB. That's their really good.
Do the DBs get deflections?
No, not particularly.
Interceptions?
God no. But they get a lot of QB pressure. They get a lot of QB pressure. That's what they're really good at. Yeah. So. Yeah, obviously I would say the Bills. Actually, look at some of these predictions they had. Some of the ones that stood out to me were people had one of these things has the Texans going 1-16.
That's kind of high.
Come on, they're not a
They're not 0-17.
They're
not going to win a single fucking
game. No, don't they have they have a respectable quarterback now. They have it's not Teddy. Tyrod is not. We've seen Tyrod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tyrod was the only person to get wins on that. Bills garbage team and those Browns teams. Put some respect on Tyrod. Tyrod gets you more than
one. No disrespect to Tyrod, bro. Like none. No disrespect to you know what I'm saying.
So why 1-16?
Dog. Have you looked at that roster?
I'm not gonna lie.
Do you know who the starting receiver is?
I was gonna say Randall Cobb, but I know he got traded because I remember he made fun of them on his way out on his exit interview. He was like coming from the Texans, the Packers. It's like leaving
I thought he said leaving hell.
Something similar to that, which is like, this nigga's a black man going to the freezing cold tundra of Green Bay.
Leaving Houston.
Of all cities.
Yeah.
But,
know who they starting running back is? Tight end?
I do the running back. Running back is Philip Lindsay. I know him because he's pissed me off a lot in fantasy football, so I just happen to know his name. I haven't noticed a Texans tight end because they don't throw the tight end anyways. But
I tell you what, dog.
Isn't it Will Fuller? No, he's Miami. Shit.
fuck. It's Brandon Cooks actually when he's not concussed.
He's in the. Okay, I said he's in the league, but I thought he legitimately medically retired. I thought he legitimately had to retire because of medical concussions.
He should, but no.
Definitely should. So that roster's bad, and they didn't get a pick for J.J. Watt, correct? Correct.
They let him just walk.
Just walks away.
Walk.
They want to do right by J.J. Watt.
Walk.
They want to do right by
him. Yeah, if you can look at their schedule and
find. I would have said the win probably is from the division.
Jags, I guess
probably,
you would
probably. Tyrod's better than Tyrod. At least right now, Tyrod's better than Trevor right now. Yes. So but that's probably
the I would take the whole Jags offense over anybody on the Texans offense.
Give me Jerome. Is it Jerome Robinson, the running back for the Jags?
Yeah, James Robinson.
James Robinson, and then didn't they draft a running back? Yeah, Travis Etienne. Mm-hmm. Both of those players are probably better than every single Texan skill position player.
DJ Chark.
Oh, I forgot about DJ Chark.
Marvin Jones Jr.
Oh, that's actually not a bad roster.
They're not going to beat the Jags, dog.
Oh, shit.
They're not going to beat the Jags.
That's actually a really good roster.
They're not going to beat the Jags.
Hold on. This be the outro.
Yeah, it's the last one. Yeah,
it's the last episode. Yeah. I'm going to pull up the schedule real quick. Because they got to have a win here, right? Hold on. Da-da-da-da. Okay, not preseason. So they got week one of the Jags, their best chance. It's home in Houston. It's Trevor Lawrence's first game.
They're even going to be...
Don't ask me that. It says Liberty Whiteout, so yeah, I'm assuming so. It has like what the color you're supposed to be wearing, so. Although that might be the team jersey color. But anyways, it says Browns tickets, so yeah. Must have fans if it's let me buy tickets, so yeah. So week one.
Not sold out yet.
That might be due to other reasons, Mike.
And those other reasons is why they won't win a game.
All right, so they're not beating the Browns. They're not beating the Panthers. They're not beating the Bills or the Patriots. Was that week's game against the Colts? Is Wentz will be back week six?
Do you think it really matters?
When I don't know who the Colts' backup is, so yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Unless that's Nick Foles, so no. Cardinals, no. Oh, they had to play the Cardinals division. It's a very bad division to play. So Rams, no.
NFC West and AFC East.
They're not going against Miami and putting up that offense against our defense, so no, they're not beating Miami in Miami. No. Not being Tennessee.
Maybe the Jets.
The Jets! That's the one, because it's at home. Week 12, at home against the Jets. That's their, if not that week one against the Jags, that Jets one's probably their second best chance to get a dub. Because then they got the Colts, Seahawks, at Jacksonville, which if I'm not willing to say you're going to beat them at home, you definitely beat them in Jacksonville. Chargers, and then on the road against San Francisco, your last game. So, I'm sorry, yes, last game in Tennessee. Fucking week 18. So fucking stupid. Yeah, so it's either the home game against the Jags or the home
game against the Jets.
Yes. Those are your two best chances. I'm not going to lie. I think this year, and we'll wrap it up how we started, but I think this year I might be doing the old strategy of whichever defense is available as playing against
the Jacksons.
Yep. I ain't going to lie. That was a good strategy for a few years. Pick whatever defense is going against a really bad QB. Yeah.
It only works if, you know, people don't already have that defense.
Well, yeah, no. Sometimes
you get stuck with a shitty defense.
Yeah, yeah. We're not talking about, like, you know, picking, like, the Saxonville Jaguars back era. Because they're always going to be taken. But, like, because there are times you're actually if it's on a bye.
Yeah.
Right? So you look at the waiver wire, like, damn, who's available? Chiefs defense kind of trash. Oh, they're going against him? Hey, I'll ride it for 1 week. I'll ride it for 1 week. And you take them. Hopefully you can get. Hey, just don't give them a lot of points. You may not get a lot of turnovers. Just don't give them a lot of
negative. Don't give me negative. Don't give me a goose egg and don't give me negative.
As a defense, anything plus or minus two is a win.
Yeah.
So anything over two, I can live with that for my defense. I really can.
Yeah.
Zero hurts, but zero only hurts when you lose by like one. Because you're like, damn, all I need was 1 point. You know what I'm saying?
Couldn't give me one.
Negatives is like, it's infuriating.
Yeah.
Because I don't, even if I win, I'm still mad I had a negative point to my defense.
Yeah, because I could have just not played.
Yeah, literally just having a team on a bye is better than having a negative. So, all right, man, anything before we officially wrap it all up?
Well, I can't end it how I usually end it, considering there's nothing more left to go.
They can still like, share, and subscribe, though. Oh. They can't like it. Hey, we still get paid by the listens.
I will say, just, you know, appreciate y'all for coming with us on this journey.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate the love always.
Yeah, all the ones, a few of y'all who will randomly text me moments from the podcast, I really appreciate it. I never know what the fuck y'all niggas talk about, because I don't remember the shit from the minute I leave, but I do appreciate it. And we really truly, from the bottom of our heart, man, we appreciate all the love y'all been rocking with us for these last 70, 60 something plus episodes. So,
yeah. And we out.